Let me also remind all of you, one of the sponsors of my program is Citizens for Truth and Drug Pricing. I don't think this will come up on Meet the Press, but it could. A study by Dartmouth College showed they spent $17.1 billion on marketing, Big Pharma did, in 1997. 20 years later, that number was $30 billion. If you feel like you're seeing a lot more flashy drug ads on TV and in magazines, it's because you are seeing a lot more flashy drug ads on TV. Drives up the cost of everything. Big drug makers are spending big money on lobbying as well, and it's time to take action. I urge everyone listening to go to drugpricingtruth.com. We generated thousands of emails this week alone, but we need thousands more. Drugpricingtruth.com. Simple message. End patent abuse. Last question, Senator Lankford. You're on finance. I talk a lot about drug prices because one of the sponsors of my program is Citizens for Truth and Drug Pricing. Talked about it with John Cornyn yesterday, and he said, you know, it's finance committee's got the ball, but judiciary's got the patent authority. Is there a deal to be done with the Democrats to lower drug prices by ending patent manipulation?
I think there could be. That'll be in the Judiciary Committee on the patent manipulation, excuse me. There'll be a lot of work that has to be done that we've already done and started on.
Also want to remind you, if you are tired of the drug makers overcharging, well, Citizens for Truth and Drug Pricing is a sponsor of our program. Tell Congress to act. Go to drugpricingtruth.com today and ask 10 other people to do so. Send a letter to your member of Congress saying, end the patent manipulation, end the patent abuse, bring down drug prices. Drugpricingtruth.com.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by our friends at Citizens for Truth in Drug Pricing. Yeah. Here's an issue we can all agree on.
Yep.
Prescription drug prices. Yuck.
Yuck.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know what that means?
Okay. The cost of the top 10 medication increased over 100% since 2011. We all know why. Big drug makers, right? Protecting their patents and their profits. In a recent Senate hearing, we learned that one big drug maker raised the price of one arthritis drug from $19,000 to $38,000. Right? They're spending all their money marketing instead of, right?
We're the only country in the world that allows them to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. This conduct was condemned by Republicans and Democrats. They are right using legal loopholes, that's hard to say, to price gouge the American people. Unacceptable. It is time to take action. I urge everyone listening to visit drugpricingtruth.com and email a letter to your member of Congress. They make it so easy. We're looking to send 50,000 letters and a clear message. It's time to put patients ahead of profits. Go to drugpricingtruth.com right now. Send the link to 10 friends. Yeah, this issue. Excuse me.
This issue?
This issue of the Stephanie Miller Magazine, brought to you by our friends and citizens for Truth and Drug Pricing. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk to Representative Judy Chu coming up in just a bit.
Yes, we are.
What she's doing on this issue that is angering all Americans. There's a great piece in Vox today about why the price of insulin is so insane.
Yeah.
Right? Do you know that they started that? The doctor that invented it, they sold a patent for $1 because they believed
how important it was.
Yeah. They believed that everyone should be able to have a drug, that people should not profit off, you know, that anyone that needs it should be able to have it. They must be spinning in their graves. It's an issue that angers all of us, the rising cost of prescription drugs. The cost of the top 10 medications increased over 100% since 2011. You're seeing these hearings in Congress. Mm-hmm. Representative Chu will talk to us about what they are doing. Big drug makers are spending big money. It's not all going to research and development. It's time to take action. I urge everyone listening right now to visit drugpricingtruth.com and email a letter to your member of Congress. This works.
By the way, this is working. We've sent thousands and thousands and thousands of letters already.
Yep. And we're looking to send 50,000 and a clear message. It's time to put patients ahead of profits. Go to drugpricingtruth.com. Send the link to 10 friends. Join the thousands of us who've already sent the letter. Go to drugpricingtruth.com now and do your part. 56 minutes after the hour. It's 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Citizens for Truth in Drug Pricing.
Yes.
Did you see on Twitter? Someone's like, Mama, I'm so happy you're working with a group that's trying to help bring down our prescription drug prices.
Yep.
Because this isn't even a partisan issue.
There are quite a few people on Capitol Hill working to bring down prescription drug prices.
Yeah. Next Senate Finance Committee hearing is April 9th.
Yep.
Drug makers, do you know this, take nearly 70% of all the revenue in the supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
It is not your imagination if you're thinking they are greedy and this is unfair. So what we're doing, we're trying to ramp up the letters that people send to their member of Congress.
That's right.
So when you go to drugpricingtruth.com, they can very easily email a letter to their member of Congress. A copy also goes to Grassley and Wyden.
Yep.
All we're doing is focusing. Tell them to that we want them to put patients ahead of profits. The way to make a real change to bring drug costs down is by letting Congress know how important this issue is, and this letter will help. Citizens for truthindrugpricing.com. Everybody's got a story. There's a new story about somebody not being able to afford their insulin or some other critical drug every single day in the newspaper. You've seen it all. Join the thousands of other people who are urging Congress to force drug makers to put patients ahead of profits. Drugpricingtruth.com. Everyone wants lower prescription drug prices except Big Pharma. Citizens for Truth in Drug Pricing is an effort to help get there.